Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Love Waking Up by Sam Oyama is a practical, habit-focused guide for anyone who wants mornings to feel less like a battle and more like a starting point. Rather than treating early rising as a personality trait you either have or do not have, the book frames it as a learnable skill shaped by environment, planning, and repeatable routines. It speaks to people who hit snooze, wake up rushed, or start the day already behind, and it aims to replace that cycle with calmer, more intentional mornings. The approach is hands-on. Identify why waking up is hard, remove friction the night before, use simple behavioral triggers, and build a morning structure that rewards consistency. Oyama also emphasizes mindset, encouraging readers to connect waking up with a compelling reason and to make progress through small, sustainable steps. The result is positioned as more energy, better focus, and a daily rhythm that supports goals instead of undermining them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the morning person identity. A central theme is that becoming a morning person is less about genetics and more about training. The book encourages readers to stop labeling themselves as not a morning person and instead treat mornings as a system that can be improved. This reframing matters because identity drives behavior. If you believe you cannot change, you will not experiment long enough to see results. Oyama positions early rising as a set of controllable inputs, including bedtime consistency, cues in the bedroom, and a reason to get up that feels personally meaningful. The practical takeaway is to replace vague goals like wake up earlier with a defined target and a clear why, such as time for exercise, learning, quiet planning, or creative work. The book also pushes readers to notice the trade-offs they currently accept, like late-night scrolling leading to exhausted mornings, and to decide whether those choices match their priorities. By shifting from self-judgment to problem-solving, readers can treat setbacks as data, adjust the routine, and steadily build confidence that mornings can be enjoyable and productive. Secondly, night. Before preparation as the hidden morning routine, the guide highlights that most successful mornings are designed the evening before. When people struggle to wake up, the issue often starts with an unplanned night that creates fatigue, clutter, and decision overload. Oyama emphasizes reducing friction by setting up the next day in advance, preparing clothes, arranging essentials, outlining the first task, and making the wake-up sequence as automatic as possible. This approach turns willpower into a backup rather than the primary engine. Planning also includes choosing a realistic bedtime and building a wind-down routine that signals to the brain that sleep is coming. The book frames this as protecting your future self from predictable obstacles like hitting snooze because you feel unprepared for the day. A small amount of preparation can change the emotional tone of waking up from dread to readiness. The deeper point is that morning success is not won at 6 a.m. It is won in the hours before sleep, through choices that support rest, remove morning chaos, and create a clear first step that pulls you out of bed. Thirdly, behavioral tools to get out of bed. Consistently, Oyama's hands-on style focuses on tactics that interrupt autopilot and make waking up easier. The book centers on creating cues and barriers that guide behavior, such as placing the alarm across the room, using multiple prompts, or designing a sequence that forces movement. The underlying idea is to engineer your environment so the default action is getting up, not negotiating with yourself. It also advocates incremental change, encouraging readers to shift wake times gradually so the body can adapt without feeling punished. Consistency is emphasized over intensity. Waking at a similar time daily can stabilize energy and reduce the temptation to oversleep on some days and crash on others. The book also treats motivation as unreliable in the moment, so it recommends simple automatic steps right after waking, like drinking water, opening curtains, or washing up, to build momentum. These actions are small, but they create a quick win that changes mood and increases the chance that you follow through with the rest of your routine. Fourthly, designing a morning routine that feels rewarding. A key point is that waking up early only sticks if the morning contains something you genuinely want. Oyama frames the morning routine as a reward structure, not a punishment. Instead of filling early hours with chores and obligations, the book encourages readers to choose activities that deliver immediate benefits, such as quiet reflection, exercise, reading, journaling, or focused work on a personal goal. By linking wake-up time to a positive payoff, you reduce resistance and build a stronger habit loop. The routine is also positioned as a way to reduce stress by doing important tasks before the day gets noisy and reactive. Readers are guided to keep the routine simple at first, then expand once consistency forms. The emphasis is on clarity. Know what you will do first, how long it will take, and how it supports the person you want to become. Over time, the routine becomes a stabilizing anchor that improves confidence, time management, and the feeling that you are living on purpose instead of rushing through mornings. Lastly, sustaining the habit through mindset and self-management. The book treats long-term change as a blend of realistic expectations, tracking, and self-compassion. Uyama suggests that lapses are normal and should not trigger an all-or-nothing collapse. Instead, readers are encouraged to notice patterns, what causes late nights, which triggers lead to snoozing, and what morning activities most reliably produce energy. This reflective approach turns habit building into a feedback loop. The book also underscores personal responsibility without harshness, pushing readers to commit to a process rather than chase perfection. Another sustaining factor is aligning mornings with broader life goals. When wake-up time supports priorities like health, career development, or family focus, it becomes easier to protect. The guide also implies that energy management matters as much as time management, so readers should pay attention to sleep quality, evening stimulation, and routines that calm the mind. By combining small adjustments, honest self-review, and a compelling purpose, the habit becomes resilient and adaptable across work schedules, travel, and busy seasons. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel stuck in a snooze-heavy cycle, students and professionals who start the day rushed, and goal-driven people who want quiet time before responsibilities take over. It can also help anyone who has tried to wake up early through sheer willpower and failed, because its focus is on building a repeatable system rather than relying on motivation. The benefit to daily life is straightforward. Better mornings tend to create better days. With preparation, clear cues, and a rewarding routine, you can reduce stress, gain time for health or learning, and improve follow-through on personal goals. The book is worth buying compared to similar habit or productivity titles because it stays narrow and actionable. Instead of presenting a broad theory of success, it concentrates on the specific bottleneck of waking up and breaks it into manageable steps you can implement immediately. If you want a concise, practical guide that treats morning habits as trainable behaviors, this is a focused entry point that can translate quickly into measurable changes. If you would like to support Sam Uyama, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.